From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
This is a Roz and Mocha Sports Special presentation. A world-exclusive event in partnership with New Balance Toronto. With special guests, the former fastest man on the planet, Ben Johnson, three-time Olympian and Canadian track champion, Rosie Atta, sprinter and six-time Olympic medalist, Andre DeGrasse, Olympic 100-meter legend, Donovan Bailey, and Canada's most decorated Olympian, Penny Oleksiak. It all ends today. Two men, 100 meters. Mocha versus Shem. This is Roz and Mocha's Runner Runner Winner Winner.
After the fanfares of the Olympic opening comes the most amazing performance by America's black streak Jesse Owens in the 100 meters.
Every man was a potential winner. Every man wanted to become a winner. And the person that won this race was given the title of the world's fastest human being.
The world's most superb runner makes the others look as if they're walking as he wins the final and equals the world's record time.
The saying goes, to be the best, you have to beat the best. A truth so undeniable, it's been repeated ever since we've competed. We're all given chances, but we earn victory. On the court, the ice, the diamond, in the ring, and on the track. We train to win, to inspire. We sacrifice. We bleed and claw our way to the top of the mountain to shout it from the heavens, I did it. I beat the best. And today, one thing is for certain. That will not happen. January 11th, 2023, a day like most others, until one simple question from one simple fan rocked the Roz and Mocha Show to its core.
First question, I will answer it for you. Comes from Raphael. Who would win in a foot race on the show? Answer, Shem.
Next question. No.
Excuse me.
No.
In a foot race.
Nope. I would absolutely demolish you.
And for a show that's built its audience and legacy with humor, this was no joke.
Yes. Are you drunk now?
Bro, oh my God. Okay, what? Guys, it's going down.
And just like that, the race was set.
Shem, don't even try to enter this conversation again.
Okay.
Because I promise, you are going to be disappointed.
Ego took over, and the trash talking took off.
I might lap you.
Oh! Shem, don't.
I'm just saying.
Bring a blanket. I'm putting you to sleep, son.
Unbelievable.
Shem, a mid-30s sleep apnea sufferer who sits all day and claims to be a former track star in the children's division.
I've got so many first place ribbons, and they're red, by the way, not the purple participation ones you get, brother. You're going down.
Versus Mocha, the world's oldest millennial, who, according to his own son, his chances of winning are even smaller than his shoe size.
If Daddy and Shem were to run a race, who do you think would win?
Shem.
Yeah.
What?
An instant classic.
You are going to be standing there still at the start line with those grade school ribbons when I am already at the finish line looking back telling you you should have kept your mouth shut.
But 2 weeks before the race, tragedy struck and Mocha was out.
Fell off a BMX bike and crashed into a wall.
Wait, is that really what happened?
That is really what happened.
On purpose?
X game style.
A broken collarbone from doing something he was clearly too old to be doing. The race was off, and the conspiracy theories took over.
Everybody online, they're all accusing me of doing this on purpose to get out of racing Shem. And now I'm even more motivated to get this injury fixed so I can come and whoop your ass, Shem.
They say time heals all wounds, but it takes even more time to heal old bones.
You've been fine for a month and a half,
yeah,
right? And you've said nothing.
Shem, me and you right now, are you telling me that you still want to race?
Oh, fam, I've been about it. I've been here waiting.
Now, after months of rehab and avoidance, it's time to settle this nonsense.
Gentlemen, is the race on? Yes.
Shem, the race is on.
Stud run. Riot at the race. Packs on the track. It all goes down today. Whoever crosses the finish line will still be far from the best, but the one who comes in second will without question earn the title of loser.
One of you will lose.
Yes,
so yeah, Mocha.
And that's why we're here today.
Hey, have you thought about like a cool nickname?
Thought about it.
Do you got one, Shem?
I
you thought
sure
about
do.
It?
Yep.
Oh, damn. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
The Guyanese dream.
What?
Oh. You'll get the...
There is a way to settle this. Mocha, you will be the Guyanese dream.
Yes.
Shem, you will be the Guyanese dream too.
It's Mocha, the Guyanese Dream, versus Shem, the Guyanese Dream 2. This is Roz and Mocha's Runner Runner, Winner Winner.
Dog, I'm going to be such a problem in your life, you're going to have to call me sleep apnea.
Oh, you're going to disappoint Guyana.
Shem.
Oh, you're going to disappoint everybody.
The race is
I'm Roz Weston, and welcome to Roz and Mocha's Runner, Runner, Winner, Winner. Presented in partnership with New Balance Toronto, we are at the Pan Am Sports Center in the heart of Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, the hometown to both of these runners. It is Mocha, the Guyanese Dream, versus Shem, the Guyanese Dream 2. I'd like to bring in now my broadcast partner for the day, Sportsnet's Ivanka Osmak.
Thank you so much, Roz. It is so great to be here.
Ivanka, there are so many stories coming into today's race. As someone who has witnessed incredible sports drama over the years, what do you make of all this?
This race has everything. It has a lot. Pride, ego, and like you said, we are in Scarborough. So this has also turned into a turf war. I mean, we talk about home advantage a lot and how much that means. There is no home track advantage. One of these runners will lose in their own backyard. So that would be embarrassing. The stakes could not be higher. And remember, this is a one and done. It is the Super Bowl, a prize fight, gold medal game, game seven, all in one. There are no second chances.
Thank you so much, Ivanka. All right, now let's not forget how we got here. It was a fan who asked the question, who would win in a foot race? So that's where we start today with the fans. Dammit Maury was out moments ago to get your predictions on who will be the runner, runner, winner, winner, winner.
Out on the streets, armed with two photos, it comes down to first impressions when it comes to Shem versus Mocha in the foot race. Labeled man's one is Shem, man's two is Mocha. Let's see if people can decide who is going to win. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tika. How are you?
Good. Okay, who do you think is going to win in a foot race and why?
I'm feeling man's one is gonna win in a foot race. He's a little bit more beefier, you know, he got that muscles going on, maybe he got that leg power, you know, he could push through. Man's two is looking a little stout, and yeah, short people can't do shit. So let's go back to man's one for a second, okay? Because he's looking a little bit fine. I'm liking the chain that's going on there. The beard is looking real nice. Is he single?
He is, at Shim.
Okay, you know, I might have to just slide in them DMs, you know? You're winning my race.
Okay, look at these two pictures, man's one and man's two. Who do you think will win in a foot race and why?
I think that man number one.
Man number one, Shem? Why is that, Shem?
Because, like, he got good body, honestly. Like, look at his face. Like, he's, like, you know, like kind of strong guy, you know, that eyes and stuff. Like, yeah, man, I think. I don't know, still.
I think the man one's going to win because he looked like he has more energy to burn out. I think he gave like the confident look like I'm going to beat this one.
What would your smack talk be to man's two?
I got you, man. I'll run you, man.
Looking at these photos, who do you think is going to win in a foot race and why?
Got to go with man two. Man one looks like Krispy Kreme donuts, a little too much of that, right? A little pudgy for me. Man one's a little too pudgy for me. Doesn't look like a runner. Oof, just got to train harder. Just got to hit that elliptical, train a little harder, trim down, and come back ready. Frame looks decent, you know, looks like a runner.
Who do you think is going to win in a foot race and why?
It's got to be my man two here. He looks athletic.
So what's wrong with Shem, man's one?
He looks too big. More of a football guy. This guy's more of an athletic guy. He's going to be more fast. He's going to be faster.
Who do you think's going to win in a foot race and why?
Man one, because he looks more athletic. Looks a little, well, they both look determined, but it's kind of hard to decide on that. Yeah. One looks a little excited, but yeah, they both look determined. Man one just looks a little more prepared for running.
All right, say good luck, Shem.
Good luck, Shem.
And now we welcome, damn it, Maury, live to the broadcast booth. Maury, you'll be with both runners at the starting line and the finish line. You also watched both Mocha and Shem enter the building today. How'd they look?
Okay, I've never seen two men pace as much as these guys. It looked like they were waiting for someone to get out of the bathroom. They're like pacing and pacing and pacing, not talking to each other, not even looking at each other.
Thank you so much, damn it, Maury, with the bathroom info. Ivanka, there are hard truths to this race, like the age of the runners. Let's face it, if either of these men were competing in any pro sport at their ages, they'd be miracles. Is age a factor at all for you?
No. But listen, we've all seen athletes overstay their welcome or come out of retirement, and it rarely works out for them. But starting out at this age, this is really rare, guys. We never see it. From everything that I've seen, these two are pretty evenly matched despite their ages. But we're not here today to see athletics at its best. This is a grudge match, let's be honest. It is going to get messy and I love it. I love chaos. So no, age will not be a factor.
But injury is a factor. Mocha's coming off a broken collarbone after slamming into a wall while showing off at a bike park made for children. He says he is 100%, but nobody will really know until he's on his mark and out of those blocks.
I mean, we always think running is just in the legs, but it is not. The upper body is what provides form and endurance. The faster you run, the less time your feet are in contact with the ground, so balance becomes key, which is all upper body.
And let's not forget that less than 2 weeks ago, Shem tore his left ass while training. He says he's good to go, but there's still lots of questions, all of which will be answered in just a few moments. The runners are in the building and going through warm-ups, and we will hear from both Mocha and Shem before they take the track. If you're just tuning in, this is Roz and Mocha's Runner, Runner, Winner, Winner, presented by New Balance Toronto and coming to you from the Pan Am Sports Centre in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. Now I'd like to turn things over to our expert panel, our League of Legends roundtable, with the best our country has ever put forward. I had the chance to sit down with Ben Johnson, Donovan Bailey, Andre DeGrasse, former Canadian hurdles record holder Rosie Etta, and Canada's most decorated Olympian, Penny Oleksiak. Donovan, Penny, Ben, Andre, and Rosie, thank you all for hanging out with us today. Rosie, when you first heard about this whole thing that's going on, did you think it was a joke?
I know y'all are crazy on that show, so it doesn't surprise me. But I can't wait for the results. And yeah, I'm laughing now because, you know, it's kind of funny.
Andre, I know you know these two and you know this show. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, when I first heard about this Mocha and Shem race, no, I didn't think it was a joke. You know, you see all the celebrities doing the exhibition boxing matches. So maybe, you know, track can be the new thing. And we'll see a lot more people like Mocha and Shem doing some track races around, just like the other sports.
But one thing that was no joke was just the amount of trash talk going on between Mocha and Shem. Donovan Bailey, are you a fan of trash talk?
I think that trash talk is absolutely incredible. It allows people to, to talk about their own abilities and talk about what it is that they can do and talk about what they plan on doing. And I'm assuming that's what will happen. The results itself will indicate who was better at it and who wasn't.
It's race day advice time. What do you got for them? Ben, I'll start with you and then Andre.
So the advice that I have for two middle-aged men, of course we're talking about Mocha and Shem, is to make sure that they call an ambulance first. Well, no, it's a joke. No. It's stretching, exercising before the race. loosened up, warmed up, so you don't, you know, hurt yourself.
Andre, any advice?
Yeah, my advice for Moko and Shem is, of course, you need to warm up, stretch as much as you can, because, you know, you don't want to, I don't want to hear any excuses if someone pulls up in the race.
Rosie, Penny, now go to you. Any advice?
Ooh, boy. Okay, here's the advice. You two guys, pray and stretch. Please stretch before you run. Please stretch.
Okay, Penny, any advice?
I think the only advice I would probably have is just have a good time, enjoy it, and just try not to lose.
All right, we are minutes away from Shem and Moka taking the track. It is prediction time. Andre, you're up first.
Yeah, having seen Moka and Shem, my predictions for this race, it may not look pretty, but I know the race will be competitive. I know Moka has a little bit of a collarbone issue, so that could hold him back a bit. So that might give Shem a little bit of the advantage.
Ben, who you got, Shem or Moka?
I think Moka might win, yes. Well, he's shorter. He's got more sense of gravity. He can move faster. But I will, you know what? I will go with Moka, yeah.
Donovan, I know it's hard, but pick a winner.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, if someone has the ability to which one of them have the ability to get out for the first 20 or 30 meters and hold on, then that's probably what it's gonna look like.
All right, Rosie, and you get the last word.
You know what? You guys are amazing. I love you both, but I'm just going to say I think Shem's got it.
The track is a place to break records.
Well, you can add bones and dreams to that list as well. According to our experts, that's what could happen if these guys don't stretch properly.
One can hope, Ivanka. One can hope. All right, now to the rules.
Moka and Shem will be running the classic 100 meters with a twist. Yes, an actual twist. The Pan Am Sports Center is an indoor track, so to be able to run the full 100, the runners will be starting around the bend before hitting the final 70 meters straightaway to the finish line.
Let's hope they don't have any problems with dealing with that curve.
That's what she said!
And if you are just joining, hello and welcome to Roz and Mocha's Runner Runner Winner Winner. Moka, the Guyanese Dream versus Shem, the Guyanese Dream 2, 100 meters to settle it all. We are in the heart of Scarborough, the hometown of both runners at the glorious Pan Am Sports Center. I'm Roz West, along with my broadcast partner, Sportsnet's Ivanka Osmak. All of this brought to you by New Balance Toronto. Dammit Morey will be with the winner and huge loser at the finish line. But right now, he's with both Moka and Shem in their respective dressing rooms for the final warm-ups. Dammit Morey.
Thanks, Roz. Okay, I'm going to go to Mocha's dressing room first, see how he's doing. Moka, do you have a quick second?
Yeah.
How are you feeling moments before this race?
I'm excited, I'm hype, I'm ready, I'm warmed up. I just want to get this over with so Shem would shut his mouth.
Okay, if you could say anything to Shem right now, what would you say?
Listen, man, why do you think your sister moved to Buffalo? Because she didn't want to live in the city knowing that she'd be constantly asked about her loser brother.
All that?
Yeah, wait, no. And one more thing. Message to Shem's sister, Chantel. If you're looking for a new big bro to look up to, I got you.
Okay, can you stay right there for
Absolutely.
2 seconds? Okay, hang on. All right, I'm going to go to Shem's dressing room for a second. God, Moko said so much. Hold on just a sec. Shem's dressing room, I think it's this one here. Shem, do you have a quick second? How you doing?
I'm good.
Great, it's awesome. Moko wanted me to tell you that his sister Chantel is looking for a brother, and you're not it.
Tell Moko that he shouldn't really be worrying about me and should worry more about his eyebrows.
Oh, that's easy.
Eyebrows.
Stay right there.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Apparently, I'm running a race today. Okay.
Yeah, man, you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're good. Okay. Shem want me to tell you.
Yes.
Worry more about your eyebrows.
You tell Shem the only thing he needs to worry about right now in this moment is to make sure he doesn't start a fire for those dry-ass legs rubbing against each other as he's trying his best to catch up to me.
I got that. Have fun on the track. I ain't coming back.
Okay. Ashy legs. Tell him that.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Moka wanted to tell you that your legs are chafing.
You let Moka know? that I'm really glad that Jenna and Cruz aren't here to watch this.
Okay, that's it?
For his sake.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Shem wants me to tell you that it's unfortunate that Jenna and Cruz aren't here.
I have one last message for Shem before we get this thing started.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Okay.
You got it? Do you remember that one?
That's an easy
one. Okay, good.
Okay. you.
I'm okay. About to.
Oh, cool. Okay. Rosin Ivanka, back to you.
Thank you, damn it, Maury. And maybe stop off and check with the medical staff before heading to the finish line.
Should we be concerned about Maury's wheeze?
Ivanka, it is a concern. It's definitely on the list. It's just not on the top of the list.
Thoughts and prayers.
All right, this is it. It's all happening. It is all happening, people. Our official judge and starter, Randall Fajardo from Athletics Canada, has made his way to the starting line, and we are just seconds away from putting all this nonsense behind us.
In the words of Saved by the Bell's Jesse Spano, I'm so excited. Mocha and Shem are out of their dressing rooms and walking onto the track. Let's listen in.
You know, anytime someone types in the word loser in their phone, in text messaging, and they look for a GIF, they're going to look for a GIF, and it's going to be you losing.
I hope that you remember this moment.
I hope
I'm
you
gonna remember this.
Remember this moment.
Forever.
Listen, we going to run or are we going to run?
You still making excuses?
All right, Shem, this is it.
No turning back now. You sure you don't want to turn back?
Please, we're here, man. Shem, you're going to have to delete your Instagram. You know that, right?
No.
People are just going to be flaming you so hard in the DM.
So they are walking up to the blocks. Again, I don't know why these two fools wanted to start with blocks. Someone is going to fall on their face. Now we
Which would kind of be funny to watch.
It would be so hysterical. Now, we've been watching these guys. Oh, here we go. The starter has the gun in the air.
All right. Here we go.
They are getting ready. Here we go. It is happening.
Set.
Oh, Mocha pulls out. Mocha pulls out quickly. Mocha pulls out quickly. They are around the corner. They are around the corner. Mocha, good form. Good form. They are neck and neck.
Shem is coming up. He's getting a little bit extra.
Mocha's got it. Mocha's got it. Mocha's got it.
Down at Mocha. The finish line.
Oh, yes. My God, dude.
Yes.
How does it feel? You just won the race. How does it feel?
Yo, I knew it. I told everyone. I freaking told you guys. I told everyone.
Over here. Go to the desk.
Shem is still down on the track.
Shem, are you okay?
Good.
How does it feel to have lost?
Sucks.
Yeah?
I stumbled out of the blocks.
Sounds like excuses.
Son of a...
Who's going to be disappointed in your life that you lost?
Everybody.
Yeah?
He's lucky.
Who's the champion? Who's the champion? I am the king. I am the king. You see the crown on this hat? I am the king.
Ivanka, if you would like to place...
It would be my honor.
The medal on Mocha. Mocha,
runner,
right here.
Runner, winner, winner.
Yes.
Winner. How does that feel?
It feels... normal, because I told you I was a champion. I told Shem I was gonna win. I knew this was gonna happen. I told everybody. Everyone, I said.
Did you think it was gonna be that close, Mocha?
You know, to be honest with you, I thought I was gonna dust Shem. I saw him coming up on the right, and I thought for a split second he was gonna like pull a quick move. But as soon as I saw him fall behind, I knew it. I knew it!
Shem, if you would like to come over here, face this way, please. Ivanka has a medal for you as well.
Shem, I'd like to present you with the loser.
Yes.
Does it fit around your head?
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Wear it proud, friend.
Shem, did you think you had this?
To be honest with you, something out of the blocks hurt. And I caught up, but just wasn't enough room.
Now, is this settled, gentlemen? Is this over?
It is settled?
Hell no.
It's what?
I want a rematch.
Are you out of your mind?
Because you're scared. If I don't stumble,
His ass loses.
The boyhood dream has come true. I did it.
That is it. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Mocha, the Guyanese dream. Shem, the Guyanese dream too. Everybody at New Balance Toronto. Everybody at the Pan Am Sports Center in Scarborough.
Yes.
Sportsnet, Ivanka Osmak. Damn it, Maury. I'm Roz Weston. This has been Roz and Mocha's Runner, Runner, Winner, Winner.
And I am the winner.
Kiss 92.5.